Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The shortstop, Christian Guzman. Batting third. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting fourth. The DH, Torrey Hunter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lou Ford. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Henry Blanco. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Rivas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kyle Loza. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy McMillan. Batting second. The center fielder, Eric Burns. Batting third. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting sixth. The catcher, Damian Miller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank Menichino. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mark Mulder. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guzman strikes out. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankiewicz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eric Burns batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rivas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Chavez moves to second. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan scores. Chavez moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chavez scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Hatberg moves to second. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Keelty takes first base on ball four. Hatberg moves to third. Miller moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Scudero hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Menichino hits a line drive towards short. Guzman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Eric Burns batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuttier settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cuttier. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Burns. The throw from Blanco and he is safe. Burns steals second. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Chavez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durazo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Durazo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Chavez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hatberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blanco hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Chavez, and into shallow left field. Blanco reaches second base with a double. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivas bunts towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanco moves to third. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez juggles the ball. That's an error on Chavez. Blanco scores. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mankiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Keelty is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Menichino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Menichino is 0 for 1 in the game. Menichino hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durazo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Durazo hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Ryan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rivas is 0 for 0 in the game. Rivas takes first base on ball 4. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivas. The throw from Miller and he is safe. Rivas steals second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keelty hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Juan Rincon now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ryan. Scudero reaches second base with a double. Frank Menichino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Menichino is 0 for 2 in the game. Menichino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scudero moves to third. 2 outs. Billy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Scudero scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ryan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scudero. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durazo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Durazo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuttier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg strikes out. 2 outs. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chavez. The throw from Blanco and he is safe. Chavez steals second. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into center field. Ford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Chavez scores. Miller moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Keelty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keelty takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cuttier strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ryan for the out. 2 outs. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blanco takes first base on ball 4. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivas hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Aaron Foltz now pitching. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Menichino is 0-for-3 in the game. Menichino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops it up and throws to first, with Foltz covering, for the out. 2 outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guzman is 0-for-3 in the game. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to second. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a fly ball into right field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart moves to third. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Chavez strikes out. 1 out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durazo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Durazo hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hatberg moves to second. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keelty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Keelty hits a ball on the ground into left field. Stewart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Hatberg scores. Miller moves to third. It's 8-4, Athletics. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scudero is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jermaine Dye now playing right field. Bobby Keelty now playing left field. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cuttier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manny Chino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to third. Two outs. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rivas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivas hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.